Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. You and I have both seen pictures, maybe even movies, which tell the story of D-Day and what happened on those beaches 81 years ago today. I wonder if you've imagined yourself standing in one of those landing craft with dozens of other soldiers approaching the beach. Within minutes, that drawbridge would drop down in front of you and the soldiers would rush out into the water, pushing ashore as quickly as possible, but knowing that you are wading into a shower of gunfire and the chances are very high you'll be shot or even killed. That was exactly what Queen Esther was feeling as she stood in the inner court of King Xerxes' palace in Susa, capital of the Persian Empire in 474 BC. Esther knew the protocol of the palace. Uninvited persons who dared to enter that courtyard would be executed by heavily armed guards protecting King Xerxes, unless, and there was only one possible exception to this cruel death. That exception was, if the king saw the person and extended his golden scepter, giving the intruder permission to approach the throne. I trust you remember Esther had sent a message to Mordecai calling all Jews in Susa to fast for 3 days, while she and her attendants did the same, according to Esther chapter 4. Why a 3-day fast? Because Mordecai had discovered a terrible Holocaust plot designed by Haman, one of King Xerxes' most trusted officials. That Holocaust plot would empower all non-Jews all across the Persian Empire to kill any Jewish person of any age on one particular day. Haman's plan was simple and brutal. In one day, the Persian kingdom would be cleansed of every living Jewish person in the entire empire. It was the ultimate ethnic cleansing plan, according to Esther chapter 3, verse 13. While Esther's request that all Jews would fast for 3 days does not contain the word pray, that is assumed. In the Jewish culture, fasting was a highly regarded practical experience, which only had true spiritual value if accompanied by serious prayer and petition to God. Each fasting experience was unique in duration and exactly what would be abstained from. In this case, Esther requested all Jews to fast or abstain from both food and water for 3 days. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Obviously, the prayer focus would be this evil plan of wicked Haman's and seeking God's direct intervention to spare the lives of the Jews in Persia. Esther also had a specific prayer, which I'm sure she was earnestly praying. If she would risk entering the king's courtyard uninvited, God would need to intervene, or she would be executed. Thus, after 3 days, I'm sure fearful but trusting in God, Queen Esther arrived at the palace. The record says this: on the 3rd day, Queen Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace, in front of the king's hall. King Xerxes was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Esther chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Pause and catch your breath for a moment, as I'm sure Esther was doing. So easily things could have been very different, and Esther could be dead within moments. But she was alive and invited to approach the most powerful man in the world at that time. God has remarkably answered her prayer and moved the heart of the king to compassion. Of course, Queen Esther also had been praying that God would give her a plan, a strategy for presenting to King Xerxes the reality that if this one day kingdom-wide ethnic cleansing did happen, it would also mean death to Esther, for her true identity was Hadassah, a Jewish girl by birth. Can you imagine the wrestling, the sleepless nights Esther must have had, trying to figure out the best way to inform the king and request a rescue for Esther and her people? The big problem, of course, was that any law issued by the king was irrevocable in this era of the Persian kingdom. Not only had God softened the heart of the king who invited Esther forward, but God had given Esther a plan. As Esther came forward to accept the king's permission to enter, the record says, "Then the king asked, 'What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given to you.'" Esther 5, verse 3. Oh my! What do you see here, my friends, in this extravagant offer to Esther? Whatever her plan was, should she change it now? And in response to this offer, should she amend her plan to request great wealth or vast territories or significant power? We need to pause right here and ponder some important questions. First, how well do you understand the spiritual discipline of fasting and prayer? In what situations have you felt led to fast and pray, and what was your experience? If you've never fasted and prayed, why not? Would you consider seeking God's guidance on what role fasting and prayer should have in your life? Second, when you face very serious, complex situations, what is your process of bringing it to God and discerning God's response? How well are you able to make a plan of action based on God's response to your prayers? And third, if ever you've stood before an unexpected, wide-open door of opportunity, what have you done, and what does that say about your character, your relationship with God, your humility? Tomorrow we'll see how Esther responded to this incredible, unexpected open door of opportunity with King Xerxes.